The Butterfly Lion by Michael Morpurgo. Read by Virginia McKenna and Michael Morpurgo.
Butterflies live only short lives. They flower and flutter for just a few glorious weeks, and then they die. To see them, you have to be in the right place at the right time. And that's how it was when I saw the butterfly lion. I happened to be in just the right place at just the right time. I didn't dream him. I didn't dream any of it. I saw him, blue and shimmering in the sun, one afternoon in June when I was young, a long time ago. But I don't forget. I mustn't forget. I promised them I wouldn't. I was 10 and away at boarding school in deepest Wiltshire. I was far from home and I didn't want to be. It was a diet of Latin and stew and rugby and detentions and cross-country runs and chilblains and marks and squeaky beds and semolina pudding. And then there was Basher Beaumont, who terrorised and tormented me, so that I lived every waking moment of my life in dread of him. I had often thought of running away, but only once ever plucked up the courage to do it. I was homesick after a letter from my mother. Basher Beaumont had cornered me in the boot room and smeared black shoe polish in my hair. I had done badly in a spelling test, and Mr. Carter had stood me in the corner with a book on my head all through the lesson, his favourite torture. I was more miserable than I had ever been before. I picked at the plaster in the wall and determined there...